I am Linda van Tolberg for Biz News. South Africa would soon have its first amphibious tourist attraction in the form of a bus or a boat that will take to the road and the sea in Cape Town, and it's called the Waterfront Duck. And joining me in the Biz News studio is Keith Lindsay, the founder and co-owner of the Waterfront Duck, to tell us all about that. Hi, Keith, and thank you for joining us.
It's an absolute pleasure, Linda. Thanks for having me.
Well, tell us about your Waterfront Duck.
Well, it's a story I tell often, but in 2008, I was in the USA with my family visiting my brother. And one of the most iconic experiences to do there is to ride the Boston Duck. Believe it or not, they have 36 of these vehicles running around Boston, leaving from three different points. And we just absolutely loved it. What I like most about it is whether you were 3 years old or 8 years old, just fantastic. So it's the same around the world. You do a little short tour by road first, and then you have this great transition moment as you go into the water and you do a bit of a water tour. And what struck me was it would be applicable to anywhere where you had an interesting city and an interesting body of water, which I found was the case all over the world. And of course, what better place for that is Cape Town. So that was 16 years ago, and it's without being corny, I had to get my ducks in a row before the stream became a reality. And, raise kids, build and sell a business with my partners. And so at the grand old age of 60, I'd thought it'd just be a wonderful thing to bring to Cape Town. But of course, one can imagine it's a regulatory minefield. That's been the hardest part. Not only do you have to have it registered as a boat, but also as a road going passenger bus. So that's taken most of the time over the years, is getting through the regulatory hoops, and also to find a safe vehicle. All of the original duck tours use repurposed World War II landing craft, actually called the General Motors DUKW, which is where the duck name came from. And they've had a bit of bad press around the world. So this is actually, you can see it in the background, is not a repurposed World War II vehicle. It's a completely modern, safe vehicle. And it's been built under the auspices of the UK MCA, which is the Maritime and Coast Guard Authority in the UK. And of course, I've been working with SAMHSA, which is our very own South African Marine Safety Authority, here to get it passed. And they've been strict, but very helpful. And then of course, there's a parallel process for the road as well. The NRCS, which governs quality of things that go on the road. So it's been a process in a nutshell.
How long has it taken?
Since we got serious with it, about 4 years, I would say. So 4 years, yeah. From the first outreach to the manufacturer. It was custom built for us, obviously built to order. There's a great company in the UK, in the shadow of the Windsor Castle, actually inward, based in Windsor, called the Seahorse Amphibious, and they built amphibious tourist vessels, and they built this one. It arrived about a month ago. It's undergoing all the regulatory processes to enable us to work here. And then we actually got a second one on order, and that should arrive in about February.
If you think of the Thames, that's a pretty body of water that's pretty calm, but Cape Town's not. We've got the southeaster called the Cape Doctor, and we've got waves. So what are the challenges that you have to overcome with that?
That's a great question. Obviously safety is paramount. Our tour encompasses a short tour into town, which has a great spoken guide with content that we've developed specifically for this tour. And then the water part of it, we don't go out the confines of the harbour wall at all. I mean, just within the V&A area, We've got a lot to see. So we do the V&A Marina, which gives us a view of the aquarium. And, you know, you have lots of great looking boats. We go under the Bascule Bridge and into the Alfred and Victoria arenas there. But we don't go out the confines of that area at all for safety reasons. And also there's so much to see here. You know, we don't really need to go out to sea at all. In fact, we've not allowed to. It's a category R vessel. But we believe that that in itself is a great tour.
So you're launching the first one when?
We've got penciled in the 31st of July to start trading. We'll have a soft launch if we get through the regulatory hoops. We're pretty much, I would say, 75% of the way there, both for road and for the water. So we're pretty confident of making that date. But if we manage to, as I say, tick all the regulatory boxes before then, we'll start trading. But our big launch is, I think, the 30th of July. Yeah.
And are you already selling tickets for it?
No, we thought we wouldn't disappoint, just in case we have to delay. But as soon as we know that all the boxes are ticked and we've got our certification, we'll go live on our website. We built actually a fantastic ticketing kiosk, which will also sell, you know, apparel and memorabilia right in front of the Silo Hotel, and of course on our website as well. Yeah.
And what are the safety measures that you have to think about in launching this? Because you know, you mentioned you can't go out, you're not going out of the harbor.
Well, whatever safety measures are required for a boat. Interestingly, there's no such thing as amphibious legislation. It has to be dual certified as a vehicle and then certified as a boat. So behind me, I don't know if you can see through the plastic windows there, but it's got life jackets for everybody. It has an anchor. It has a VHF radio. It has everything that a boat would need. And in fact, all due credit to SAMHSA, you know, they've made us do that, and we're very happy to comply. The boat itself is, unlike the World War II repurposed vessels, which is just one watertight compartment. Our vessel has 9 watertight compartments, each with, you know, automatic bilge pumps. So, yeah, all the modern safety features that a boat would have. So, yeah, as I said, there's no such thing as an amphibious. You have to tick both boxes.
Well, you mentioned where you are. So take us on a ride with your boat and tell us what you see. Are you going to come across seals?
Yes, well, you know, we've had a script developed by Cape Town historian Jim Hislop, and it's the quirky history of Cape Town. I think, you know, when I started looking at it, I realized there's so many things Cape Town is. I'm effectively a lifelong Cape Townian. So many things we don't know. You know, the story of the Penny Ferry. You know, everybody goes to Gallows Hill Traffic Department. Why is it called Gallows Hill? You know. The Greenpoint Common and the Greenpoint Park. There's so much history there. And we think for foreigners and locals alike, there's so much to learn. So, you know, why is it called Strand Street? Why is it called Waterkant Street? You know, because that's where the water was. And it's only when you live that history in a fun, entertaining way that it sort of comes alive to you, whether you're local or foreigner. We then come into the water, and then just in front of the at Grace Hotel, we go down a slipway into the water. And the, while history is still important, we take on a slight marine eco theme there. We've had a script. That part of the script was developed by Brett Gladsby, who does the marine and eco walking tour around the waterfront. But we talk about, you know, how they've managed to, in a very advanced way, have this coexistence between a tourist destination, a working harbor, but still be, you know, very mindful of the marine ecology and the bird life and everything else. And again, you know, we believe it's really interesting whether you're local or a foreigner. And I think, you know, the whole tour is encapsulated in about an hour. Depends on traffic, of course. But departting and then returning to our kiosk or ticketing station in front of the Silo Hotel. So we think it's a great day out, whether you're on a school tour or you're a foreigner or just looking for something to entertain your kids with. Yeah.
So you talked about you've already ordered a second one. What are your expansion plans?
Obviously they are eye-wateringly expensive. So we thought we'd have a second one just in case we have a breakdown, so we've got some continuity in business. But in truth, we're hoping it's super, super successful. If we feel we have long queues and frustrated customers who, you know, can't book a ticket, we'll order a third. And if that goes well, we'll order a fourth. But to be honest, we don't really know. My wife calls me the eternal optimist, but for now, we've got two.
Well, Keith Lindsay, good luck with your launch, and we will look out for it. It's like yellow and very obvious in the waterfront. Thank you so much.
It's an absolute pleasure. And if you're back in town, you must come pay us a visit.
I will definitely do that. Thank you.
It's a pleasure.